At the 2013 AgConnect Expo, I'm visiting with Kip Thom. He is a Masters and Mavericks guy with AgConnect here. First of all, I know you're wearing the pin even. What does that mean, Kip?
Well, I don't know. I think they were trying to differentiate whether we were a Master or Maverick, and I, after the interview, told him, I said, I don't want to claim that I'm either one. I'd rather like to be considered that a little bit of both. So that's how we're taking a look at it.
You just got off of a panel discussion here at the theater that is set up, sponsored by Successful Farming Magazine, on a panel with people like Rick Tolman from Corn Growers. What kinds of things did you guys talk about?
Well, I think we talked about what does the future look like for the industry. We talked about public policy. We talked about some of the drivers in the industry trying to make us more efficient, like utilizing technology to understand how we can feed that growing global population. We talked a little bit about the macroeconomic picture around the world and drill down, come back to the farm and say, what are we doing on our own farms to make a difference? And I think this show is obvious that farmers are looking to reinvest into their businesses to make sure they remain efficient and are prepared for the future.
Well, let's talk about the show for a minute. I think you've had maybe a little bit of time to wander around. What do you think of this year's AgConnect Expo?
Well, time's important to producers today. I don't care whether you're farming 500 acres or you're farming 50,000 acres. You want to make the best use of your time. You want to be able to get right to the decision makers of, or the engineers of a company or someone in sales of the company, and not have to work around a lot of people to get there and see the latest technology that they have in place. Along with that, find out what's in the pipeline. So I'm really enjoying this show. It's great to walk up and down these hallways and talk to some of the owners of some of these businesses, actually. So getting a lot of good out of this show. Look forward to it in Indianapolis in 2 years. And look forward to see some continued growth in both attendance and the people displaying at it.
So you kind of answered my next question, that what kind of sets this show apart is having some of those leadership individuals from various companies out here available to talk with you, and you found that.
Well, I think that some of these different companies, if you go down the Case IH booth and you see who they brought in, there's nearly 10 of their top leaders of the business there today. So that company's made an investment in this show. And you have now the producers here that have the ability to interact with them along the way. So I think the manufacturers of the equipment are getting a lot out of it, and we are producers getting a lot out of it. So it's a great platform. I hope it continues to grow.
Well, we hope so, too. We've been at each of the shows so far, and we'll look forward to Indianapolis, like you said. Thank you very much, Kip Thom. Visiting here at AgConnect Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.